Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right. Well, thank you for your goodness, Lord. It's August 2025. And yeah, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit and that you're flowing right now, even through the Zoom or however anyone is watching this later. The Lord is the inventor of time. He is outside of time. So these prophetic words, the ministry time, can be applied at any time. I felt the Lord moving really strongly this month. And Father, we ask that you would now bring about the changes that we need. Powerful, powerful word of the Lord I got regarding the sword of the Lord and the spirit of truth being released over us right now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the Spirit Connection Podcast. It'll be later, but it's also the monthly mentoring session that turns into the Spirit Connection Podcast. And we thank you for our Enlight Connection team who works really hard to do all that as well. Before I forget anything, we have the Secret to Overcoming Anything free ebook, DougAddison.com/overcome. You can download that if you haven't done it yet. And you'll also get a coupon code in there for 40% off of anything on our website as well. And I'm booking events right now. I'm in need, and the Lord's moving right now, whether live, coming out to your conference or church, or we'll do Zoom or virtual as well. So just go to DougAddison.com/events. There's an event request form, but be praying about it. And I want you to save the date. Save the date for September 13th. It's a Saturday. It'll be our first online training in a very long time. The Lord is moving right now again, and we're excited about it. So September 13th, we'll announce the details of it, the title, but you're the first to hear about it right now as the partners. And we just thank you, Lord, for the partners and everyone who prays for us and the intercessors, the Enlight Connection team, the staff, our family. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Jesus said in John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He'll speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. You know, he was talking about the Holy Spirit. And we can hear the Lord, the voice of the Holy Spirit, all kinds of different ways. Through the written word, the Bible, dreams, visions, supernatural encounters. And there's just really no limits. But right now, the Lord's releasing something very powerful. And Hebrews 4:12 is the sword of the Lord, or the sword of the Spirit. The word of the Lord is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates, even dividing the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. And it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. You know, the Lord is releasing these swords to us. It's the word. It's funny, very interesting that in English, the word sword contains the word word, W-O-R-D. So think of it as the word of God. In fact, Hebrews 4:12 talks about, for the word of God is alive and active. It's a sword. And so the word of God, the Lord's releasing right now the ability to hear his voice through the written word, which is powerful. Also, he's releasing angels, all types of angels, especially the warring angels are here. Dreams, visions, supernatural encounters as well. And we're going to activate some things as we go here. But the Lord is also giving us these swords of the Lord. This is revelation, understanding. It's his word. It's to get deeper wisdom and healing. Not limited at all, but God's kingdom right now, he's moving in his kingdom. And his kingdom cannot be shaken. That's in Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And that was another powerful part of the word this month, is that we need to be very thankful, worship the Lord, and allow the consuming fire, in a good way, allow the consuming fire to burn away the things that are not of him. So in verse 2 of Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, says the Lord. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2, most powerful things going on right now is to continue to pray each day. Jesus told us this, pray, peace be still to the storms, and protect us from accident, injuries, disasters. You know, we want to continue to pray. Linda and I pray this every day, is peace be still to the storms and protection from the disasters that's going on right now. We want to pray for the victims as well. Don't quite understand, you know, the details of suffering. I know that suffering causes perseverance, and that the Lord doesn't want us to suffer. He wants us to press in and rise above our situations and get the breakthrough that we need.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.